10 o'clock Mountain Time. It's Tuesday, January 12th. And that means it's time for Tom and Shane, No Business in Politics. Thanks for joining us this morning, Tom Eaglehoff. At AM 1450 KMMS in Bozeman, Montana. And Shane Montalban, half man, half amazing, is in Kenloops, Canada. So truly international show this morning for you. We're here every Tuesday and Thursday, and we'll take on a business topic and help your smaller home-based business succeed. Our political shows are on Saturday, 8 to 11 Mountain Time. Click listen now at kmmsam.com, and please share that with your friends. And also, you can watch our past shows or listen to our past shows. Click on Tom and Shane's podcast at kmmsam.com. And don't forget to share that with your friends. And Shane, our topic today, how to pick a great business name.
Yeah, it seems to be keen now, especially in the 21st century with the internet and everything that the outreach that exists. You know, like LG, Life is Good, is a kickoff of General Electric, we know. And so everyone is looking for the simplest response. And some cases they get it right, and some cases they don't. Like this new name for eBay, I still don't know how you pronounce it. Like, why?
I know.
They didn't even pronounce for, you know, a buying and selling site that everybody's gotten used to for like what, 20 years or something?
Well, something like that. Yeah,
that's a good topic to have.
All right, hit your volume up a little bit, will you? You're a little low. So, well, yeah, your business name is very critical, because that's how people are going to find you, obviously. And we want to give you some tips today on how to not only pick a business name, but also to some roadblocks to avoid, some problems down the road. And the first one is the name already being used by somebody? And you can find that out by doing a search on the internet and see if your name is out there, the name of your business, you know, whatever name it happens to be. And, you know, you may or may not find the name out there being used by someone else. It's not always a deal breaker, but you might want to rethink it if it's too close. Here in Bozeman, we had a thrift store called Sachs, S-A-C-H-S, and they named themselves Sachs Thrift Avenue. And Sachs Fifth Avenue brought a action against them. It was just too close. It wasn't anywhere. A thrift store in Sachs Fifth Avenue was nothing similar, but they did bring an action against them, and they just had to go back to Sachs. So sounded good to me. So, and some other places you can find out if the name is already being used. You can check with the Secretary of State in your state. You can go to your Secretary of State website, do a search for the business name, and see if there's anything registered in your state. When you do your search, another business in another state where you don't compete directly with them, that's probably not a big deal. They're probably not going to come after you. If you're in California and they're in New York, you're not going to compete with each other. If you have a landscaping business or, dry cleaners or something like that. So I don't know that I would worry if someone else has a similar name. The one thing is that when they do a search for you, both names are going to come up. So that's the only downside. But if they're in New York and you're in California, probably doesn't matter. So what do you think, Shane?
Well, the problem, of course, you have, as you've stated clearly, is alternating issues with other state laws and, of course, federal laws. We'll get into the other things with regards to the list that are important. You know, like trademarking and so forth. Mm-hmm. The biggest problem that you have, even if it's in another state, is it in another state, like regionally? Like, do they have several places in the state there that that they have. On the other hand, it's sort of like people in the old days with the yellow pages. You know, if you're a plumber, you know, you'd name your company Ace Plumbing, so it'd be the first one listed under the yellow. Mm-hmm. And that's sort of the context of what you want to look at here, depending on what you name your company. You want to think of it in terms of how will it end up in a search. And so, you know, if you got some ideas for a name, you know, you want to, not, what you want to make sense of is how might turn up on a search. Keep in mind, until you create a website, the algorithm that Google has won't find it or search it out and put it up on the web for everyone to see. But so you have that advantage until you launch your website. But in the meantime, you know, you want to check words or names, and particularly spelling, to see how it might turn up as a search. That is the key to everything. If someone Googles you, pings you, you want it to come up in the top 10.
Yep, absolutely right. So, and as Shane alluded to, another thing that you want to do is do a trademark search, because if you are going to be nationwide, that's going to protect you from other businesses in other states, you know, copying your name. And if you're going to start a business that you think you may be able to franchise or move out into, you know, multiple locations in various states, then you need to make sure that someone else doesn't have McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, Pizza Hut, or, you know, one of those names, if that's what you plan on doing. So, yeah, you can go to Google, do a trademark search, and it'll take you where you need to go and find that out. So pretty simple to do. So certainly valuable to you to make sure that you're, if you do want to do a trademark, and we'll go into those in future podcasts, trademarks can be pricey, not as pricey as patents, but they are, you know, they're $300 or $400 or so. And, you know, you need a logo, a patented or a, you know, trademarkable logo. You also might need a trade, what's the thing they call the thing, Shane, for if you have a saying, like
if you want to trademark your saying, yeah, same thing. You can trademark a saying or a word or a name. That's right.
Yeah, if there's a name for the when you care enough to send the very best, it's a trade something. I forget what the name of it is, but anyway, you can also protect that as well. So. Mm-hmm. And the next thing we want to talk about, you want to do register the .com name. Even if you're not going to immediately have a website, this will protect that name so that, you know, you aren't in business for 3 or 4 years and then you decide a website is worth it, then your name is gone or someone else just registered it because they found out, you know, maybe they're local and they saw your name, did a search, found out you didn't have the name, so they registered it for $10 or whatever. And, you know, now you may have to buy it from them for $100 or, you know, whatever. It's a good idea, even if you're not going to immediately put up a website or even if you don't think you'll ever put up a website, things change. You never know. So it's a very small fee. You can go to GoDaddyNetworkSolutions.com or any of the other places that register trade names. Wix is another one, WIX.com. So you can register your name there. And then eventually, if you do want to put up a website, your name is protected. So, Jane?
Yeah, that's always important. Name recognition is the name of the game at the beginning. Obviously, you want to do networking and reference and referrals. And people do make a difference because word of mouth is clearly the best form of advertising that you can have in this age. And so with the success of your business on a local basis and people referring other people to you through your website or your name, you know, as a search, becomes very important. All these are practical things to look at the beginning, prepare for and for the future on your business statement and income statement. And so financial planning always becomes a part of this because there's cost to these additional efforts you're making. And this is part of what we were beginning to start talking about is the marketing plan. So the whole concept of what you choose for your name is really the first step in a marketing plan. When you start talking about a marketing plan, you do have certain costs. Tom can refer to those because he's done this before and he has an idea already of what the specific costs are for, you know, a basic website and being on social media and advertising on social media to get your name recognition out there.
Absolutely right. Yeah. And next thing we need to talk about, excuse me, I got a frog in my throat this morning. Is your name memorable? In other words, are people going to remember? Shane was just talking about probably the worst thing a company can do after they've established a name is change it. Ebates, the rebate company that was called Ebates, changed their name to, can't remember what it is now.
There you go. Perfect example.
Yeah, perfect example. I can't remember the name. I remember Ebates quite well, but they changed it to Rakuten or something. In fact, they even had commercials to teach you how to say the name.
Yeah, isn't that eBay or is Rakuten? Yeah, I think.
Yeah, Ebates. Yeah, not eBay. Ebates.
I thought it was EBAY.
No, it isn't. No, they're still eBay as far as I know. Yeah, it's EBAT. It's like rebates, only it's Ebates on the net. So, they changed their name, and they also had to come out and tell you how to do it, or how to pronounce it. You know, I mean, you're trouble if you got to do that. And I don't know who's sitting around in the boardroom saying, "Let's change the name to something nobody knows how to say."
Well, or they went to a marketing company and they said, well, first of all, the name is ridiculous. No one's going to remember it because they don't know how to pronounce it. So if you're going to do an ad campaign, why don't you do it, you know, a school ad campaign, how to pronounce your name? Maybe that'll catch on. Who knows?
I don't know.
Depends. Yeah. There's been no water cool conversation for a year, so nobody knows.
Yeah. I don't know. We don't know how to pronounce it. We just know where it is or what it is. So. Right. Yeah. So, well, yeah. And this brings up another point that, Amazon could have said, they could have named themselves Books or Us when they first started because they were a bookseller to begin with. But they had to spend a bunch of money training people that Amazon is not a river in South America. You know,
book company.
Yeah, it's everything now.
Well, it is now, but they started out.
Yeah, they started out selling books. That was their thing. Well, and also, as we're talking about, spelling counts too. You can't search the name if you can't spell it.
On the original the list you sent me from Forbes, it was interesting because it's number 9 was get feedback on the name, and I love that because they brought up the example of Nova. When General Motors named a car Nova, they didn't do a very good job of researching it. And someone in Spain actually called the company up from the Spanish offices of GM and said, "You do know in Spanish that Nova means doesn't go."
Yeah, or no go or something like that.
It says doesn't go is the translation.
Yeah, but that's true. Yeah.
The interesting thing about it is they kept the name. They said, "Well, we'll overcome that with marketing." And it did become a very successful brand. So, there are lots of examples of that are quite funny, which is why you should always, when you have an idea for a name, you should spend a week or two even. This isn't something you should jump on right away and get the advice of other people and ask them how they got their name and how they decided and that they have a list. And I always do a pro and con list. Take a piece of paper, put a line down the middle. At the top, the subject or solution or problem. And then on the left, pros, on the right, cons, and write them all down and make sure you go through each of them in any kind of decision that you make so that you feel that you've gotten all the information you need to make the decision. And you may want to hold off and say, maybe I'll wait a couple of days because things could change in some specific way. So Decision making is a process. It's not just instant, especially when you run a business. But again, this is a very important one because your name will be with you as long as your company is.
That's true. Yeah. And it's very difficult to change your name too, because you know, if you're on Facebook, it's a pain to change your name on Facebook. So, or some of the other platforms as well.
Well, I go so far as to say it's a death knell. I don't believe that you'd ever want to change your name. You know, it's like selling your business, basically. Mm-hmm. And so all the networking, you know, people that you may have only talked to once, people twice, maybe half a dozen or a dozen times. Sure. You know, they won't know whether or not you're still involved. So, it's a death knell, I think, for a business. And a lot of people regrettably found out the hard way. And you have to keep in mind that it's important, because there's now, you know, a major aspect of all of this is the, 118,000 private sector jobs. Mm-hmm. And those 118,000 people represent companies with 500 or fewer employees. So it's the smaller companies that we're talking about.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, so close to 78 million different companies in the United States that we're referencing and advising you about. And so a lot of people have got lots of experience out there. All you need to do is knock on their door and call them up and have a little conversation. People love to give up information free because it's a recognition of their success. So when people have been successful, they're happy to share advice to you.
Yeah. Here in Bozeman, we have two companies that come to mind. One is Persnickety Cleaners. If you're going to look that up, do you know how to spell persnickety?
I don't even know what it means.
Well, it means very conscious. You're persnickety, you're very conscious of what's going on or whatever. So they're very persnickety with your clothing. So supposedly something like that. I think, I don't know. Look it up. If you can spell it.
I think you can find for a small business. Yes, it may be end up doing successful and maybe even regional, maybe national. You know, two vowels, you know, four consonants, you know, five or six letter word is more than sufficient. Yeah. And because it just makes a lot more sense. There was a father and son working together during COVID. He drove up to a Tim Hortons and he saw that the fellow was putting caps on coffee cups after taking change from people and wasn't wearing gloves. And he thought, well, that's pretty strange. So he went home, talked to his dad about it. His dad went to down to his shop because he was an engineer real quick. And he came up with an idea, went to a friend, molded it. And it was basically a piece of hard rubber with a coarse lining on it that you could put on a cap and then stick on the cup without touching the cap. And, you know, they went through all the things they're supposed to, we're talking about, you know, they went and filed a patent pending and all these great things. And then Tim Horton went and had someone copy it. And so, you know, we'll talk about these things as we go along. And that's why, you know, proprietary technology is really tough. You have to have some backing, or you need to have support from funding to protect your interest in something you invent. So the things we're talking about and referencing aren't so much inventions. In the 21st century, you'll find that there's greater opportunity in doing something on your own, at home, you know, on the computer.
Yeah.
It may already be an established company where you act as a third party. Nothing wrong with that. There's big money in that. I mean,
sure.
Like Uber people are doing the reservation at home. Mm-hmm. You know, Pizza Hut, perfect example. When you call someone for a pizza from most companies, you're reaching somebody at home. That's
yeah. Many cases you are. Yeah. You're talking to somebody in Iowa.
Yeah. Yeah. You've got a computer online. And they're going to look up because of your phone number, you know, the closest area. They may even ask you what area you live in to get a real close store. And then they put the order in for you. So they're basically doing what you're too lazy to do yourself, but they're getting paid a percentage for doing it. So all these things are relative. They of course, you know, don't need a company necessarily, but they could get one. They could set one up. You know, I do order pizzas or whatever. It's not something they're going to market, save some money, but they will want to do it to get the tax benefits or, you know, the expense.
Sure. Benefits.
that you can get. So these are why there's different types of businesses that are important to look at in the prospect of how you set it up, and you know what the potential for it is.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we got another business here in Bozeman, the Gesundheit Nutrition Store, and this is a guy from Austria that set up this business store. And I'm not sure how many people can spell Gesundheit to look it up or find it. I guess you can. This was a lot more important when people wrote checks than it is now. Checks are kind of, and I can't remember the last time I wrote a check for anything. You know, you either pay online or you, it just comes right out of your bank account, goes to wherever it's supposed to go. So we don't write checks as much as we used to.
And you know, this is a huge success, a tremendous person, absolute volumes of wealth, of knowledge. And he started like 40 years ago before all this started. So he melded into it. He developed, it was part of networking once the whole internet came along and stuff. And so he'd already established his name and the company in Bozeman. And he basically was a health person that provided health and vitamin products. And then he started getting into naturopath medicine. And then he got on the radio, and he had a terrific show on the radio, actually before us.
Yeah, he used to be our lead-in.
And he would have terrific people on from around the country about different types of naturopath healing. But it wasn't anything other than similar to what the Chinese believe. And, you know, the concept of medicine in China has always been, you know, if the body operates cleanly and all the systems flow naturally, there's no blocking.
Yeah. Well, we're not here to talk about Chinese medicine.
I mean, we're here to use this as an example so people can appreciate how it can apply to them. Thank you.
Well, that's okay.
The whole idea was to network this in a city where it would network to people, for all different ages. It would network for people in all different types of business. It would network for people in all types of cases that they would have. So again, what you sell, what you offer, what you use to try and generate revenue and income in a business, there's got to be this thought that you put into it.
All right. Let's see. Jim says Ivanka and Donald Trump had good brand names. What are they going to do since the Democratic establishment and the news media is trying to demolish them? Well, they're not going to change their names. So they are going to work to, overcome that that stigma. And if they can't, Ivanka certainly has a brand name in her clothing lines and other things. Donald's got all the businesses, but I don't know, in his case, it's whether or not it's to your advantage to do business with him or not, or Ivanka for that matter. Do you want her, clothing line more than you worry about, who or what she is?
Well, it's a, important topic. So, one of the aspects of networking with regards to your name is referred to as branding. It's a global word used in global marketing in reference to a name that will have particular attraction, like the Nike check, different types of clothing. We all know the Calvin Klein CK look, and Boss, Hugo Boss, BOSS. These are all names that have become branded. Tiffany's, perfect example. They're one-word names. If you notice, they're like less, well, Tiffany's not, but they, you have two syllables and a few letters, and they're memorable. So branding becomes a very important aspect, and how you brand and the depth to which you brand becomes important, again, in your business plan and your income statement. In the case of the Trumps, they spent a fortune, literally, of having legal brands established that protect their interest. And so what they've done is they've protected the downside. And it's a good question that we got from the man himself, because it is relevant. And the Trumps have gone to great lengths to secure a buyout, which you can have. It's like severance in a job. If you have ever been in a situation where you've been at work and lost the job or been let go, and you get severance, they pay you for leaving or letting you go. This also occurs with brand naming. If it's a brand name that is recognized, you can get all kinds of demands for it to be utilized, and that's what the Trumps did. So in the case of a lot of things that we've read about now over the weekend, not going to go there, a couple of them, they've said, you know, this is a contract that can't be broken. There'll be penalties that'll be paid by people that choose no longer to use the Trump name. And, you know, they will have a short, unfortunate end to that benefit. But they will continue, because there's far greater places than the United States to build what he wants to build that people still want.
Sure.
Accomplished. So it's a good name. It's still a good brand.
Linda says, starting a company that is a service to people is profitable. I do cleaning for businesses and for individuals. And yeah, that's as we go along, we're going to talk about in future podcasts the difference between tangible and intangible businesses, where you can hold the product in your hand or you can't hold the product in your hand. So we'll be talking about that as we go down the line. The next thing we need to talk about is you need to your name. We mentioned this earlier. You may grow into other areas, like Amazon, for example. As we pointed out earlier, they could have been Books or Us or Books Online or Books to You or whatever, but they knew, or at least I think they knew, they were going on to other, you know, other ventures. So Amazon now is an umbrella name for almost everything. Anything you want to buy, you can probably find on Amazon. And a lot of people have set up their own businesses through Amazon, where they're a third party to Amazon, or a third party to the seller, I should say. And, you know, they offer their products on Amazon, and, you know, you buy them, Amazon gets a cut, so do you, and works out pretty well. So, but when you design your name, if you're going to be a future growth type company, or if you, you know, if you're going to start out as a mechanic, but you think down the line you're going to have a parts store as well, or something like that, then you need to think about how are these two entities going to gel together.
Well, that's easily defined on your website. If you become successful, a website answers all. You don't have to add your name. You don't have to increase it. You don't have to even redefine it. You just increase your website and add to your website what you're going to do, and you put up more titles and areas to look. I've always looked at Amazon as an anecdote to trade. You know, trade is what commerce is about. And Bezos, I think, looked at this as not just for books, but for a delivery system, because that was part of what his plan was. It wasn't just selling books. It was how he's going to sell them and how he's going to put all the publishers out of business and how he's going to put all the bookstores out of business. And, you know, in ancient times, roadways didn't exist up and really until the Roman times. There were paths and so forth. But the greatest need for trade were the rivers to the oceans, and then the oceans to the seas. So I think he always looked at Amazon as a trade route, potentially, where he would be able to trade and do commerce. And it's worked out very well for him, because as you pointed out, he adopted several things. So keep in mind, again, the importance of your name is identity, easiness, something someone can write down simply or put down in their phone, which people use a lot, and a reference to what you do. It doesn't have to be. You can establish that reference with the product and the website you build and the business that you become successful with.
Yeah. Well, another thing we need to talk about is your name describes your business, or does your name describe your business? Maybe the question we need to ask. For example, Andy's Landscaping, Linda's Home Cleaning Service, you know, John's Auto Repair or Foreign Auto Repair or something like that. So another thing that you can do, depending on what you want to do, adding your city name to your business can make a difference too, because people who are moving to your area may want to find Bozeman Auto Repair, or they might want to find New York's best dry cleaners or something like that. So sometimes that can help you also with your .com search. If there's a similar name, adding your city name to your business can separate that out, and you can do that. So,
and the other thing too is, and this is one of these sneaky little plays, but they say that you'll touch your face over 500 times a day. Some scientists say more, because we've been through COVID, so we've learned all these things. But keep in mind that once and if you do put a website up, be going to it all the time, because you, and search for it. Don't go on Google, go on Bing, search for your own website, because their predicate for what rating you get for people to see your website is how often it's, searched, how often people want to call it up.
So, and click on it. Yeah.
And click on it. So if you even if you're starting in a small town like Bozeman, and make reference, on your website to best search your company, so people will remember that as well. So, yeah, these are all the tricks of the trade, and we're going to have fun sharing them with you, so you'll be more successful from a marketing side.
Absolutely. Yeah. Next, we ask your friends and neighbors what they think of the name. Don't get thin-skinned about this. If they say, I hate that name, don't necessarily discount it because some guy on a bar stool doesn't like it. Make sure to ask them why. What's the problem with the name? Is it spelling? Is it pronunciation? Is it, does it not describe the business? Does it not describe who we are and all of that? So, asking friends and neighbors, I'm thinking about calling my name this. What do you think?
Yeah, because it could be your luck. You're sitting next to a guy on a bar stool drinking whiskey whose, ex-wife was, that was her nickname. So you make that.
Yeah, you never know. Yeah. That's a good one. So. And this one probably sounds really silly, this next one, but how does it sound when said aloud? How does your name sound when you say it aloud?
A perfect example is Nike. It's spelled N-I-K-E.
Yeah. So, and it looks like Nikki.
it could either be pronounced normally as Nikki or Nike.
Yeah.
Based on English,
Yeah.
So, they had to do a marketing job to sell it as Nike. And, at one point, 20 or 30 years ago, they had a hash on top of the E, to give it some kind of, French.
An accent, sort of.
So Nike. So, and it's been a very interesting thing that you've seen it come about. And, then they've gone so far as, just 20 years ago, they actually got rid of the brand name Nike on products and just put checks on it. You've seen me wear my Nike hat with the check on it. I have that because of a great golfer that made one of the greatest golf shots, at the Masters I've seen in my life. So, that's why I wear it. It's the only reason I wear it, to remind myself of it. But the point is that every moment in your time as a successful business person, opportunities will arise. And these are the things you want to grasp, especially when it comes to recognition of your company or its name. And if you can utilize it, you should. You should always utilize what you see as a potential upside for better networking or for better branding.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. Last but not least, once you get it done, are you happy with it? Obviously, you have to be, because you're gonna be promoting it everywhere in every possible way. So you've got to be, sometimes it's like anything else. When you start a project, you wonder when is it going to be done? When is this going to end?
Well, think of it in terms of your middle name. By that, what I mean is that's as personal as you can get. And not, I have, my name is Kelly Shane Montalban. There's a reason I'm not called Kelly. Gone into it before, won't do it today. So I've always gone by my middle name, Shane. And the benefit of that is on my business cards, I put Kelly Shane Montalvin. So if people called me and called me Kelly, I knew they didn't know me, because only people that knew me used my middle name. So, you know, that's an example of how I say, look at this like your middle name. So, you know, Bob gonna go clean floors Stenson. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Does gonna go clean floors make you happy? I don't know. So This is why we're giving you these hints of ways to look at the name and how, again, it will respond to other people. Because remember, this is something you're doing and it's personal. This is not personal to anyone else. Business is not personal. And all too often people make this personal. Do not make it personal. This is just a business decision. And, you know, it's fun to get giddy about it at the beginning. But, you know, 10 years down the road, you may don't want to look back and go, why did I come up with this? That's not where you want to be in 10 years. In 10 years, you want to be, well, that was the greatest idea of one. It was almost as the idea of the work I wanted to do.
You know, that's for sure.
That's where you want to be with the joy and happiness of this.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a beauty shop called Curl Up and Die, D-Y-E.
There you go.
So memorable, says what it is. I thought it was a great name for a beauty parlor. So
beyond words, as they say. Perfect. Yeah. Words.
All right.
Synonym is always a great word in the name of a company. It really is. And there's a lot of them. I mean, when you look at the success of industries, let's just take, for example, cars, because we all know them. Interestingly enough, you know, in Ford's case, they like to use animals, Pinto, Mustang, you know, and when it comes to GM, they like to use gods, you know, they use names of gods.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's one of these things that you look at. And of course, you don't have a marketing department because you're demand. So, again, something you want to be happy about, but not too excited and don't take it personal.
Yeah. We're going to put some resources on Facebook and Facebook and our rebroadcasts and also on YouTube. There are some things out there that will help you create a business name. So we're going to put those up as we go along. And Jim, that's too long to read. Sorry. I'm going to put that comment up. It's just too long. Shorten it and put it up again. Don't need all the backstory. Just ask the question or make the comment. Yeah. That thing will take up the whole screen. All right. Shane, you want to do a market wrap up before we go?
Yeah. Well, we still have some time, but I'm happy to do the market wrap up always. You know, the market is responding quite well. And again, for a Tuesday after yesterday, it's shown a trade-off. A lot of this is because of a couple of things I'll tell you in a minute. But right now, the Dow's down 17 to 30,954. The Standard & Poor's is down 10.71 at 33,789. Interestingly enough, Tesla has now been added to that. And NASDAQ 100 is at 12,848, down 54. Most global markets are down. A lot of this has to do with, of course, what more important than commodities. Oil now is moving to $53 in West Texas, $56 in Europe. And clearly that's an expectation of the new Biden administration and their intentions. Natural gas is holding at 281, and it will go up. So that's a good thing for gas production in the U.S., but we'll see what the government decides there as well. The most important thing, I guess, in markets for us to talk about today are currencies. My goodness gracious, not just the currencies that we talk about, but Bitcoin. I mean, it's been a real trader. It was up to nearly 40,000. It's down to 34,000, down $800 today. But most currencies are up a bit, 121 on the euro. The Canadian dollar is 127, so it's still holding in there. So the U.S. dollar is strengthening against other currencies, 135 on the British pound. One of the concerns I have overall, and I will bring it up now, is the 10-year note is now 117, up modestly. 0.03. Got to watch this because when the interest rate on debt, particularly the 10-year debt, it goes up, that means the price of bonds are going down, and they're going down because people are selling them. We have to be concerned about this because the U.S. is expecting to spend a lot more money in the next 4 years, and they're selling it to themselves, and we keep reminding everyone that, so we're watching that closely. So there's your market wrap-up for Tuesday.
All right. Sounds good. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. Hey, if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe in the lower right-hand corner down there below the internet and click on the notification bell so that you'll never miss another podcast of ours. And, of course, we are on every Saturday with our political show, 8 to 11 Mountain Time. Click listen now over at KMMSAM.com. And if you missed any of our shows, including this one, watch or listen to past shows at KMMSAM.com. Or, of course, we're on YouTube at Tom and Shane, No Business and Politics. And thanks for watching, and say goodbye, Shane.
I will indeed. Be happy, be safe, live in the moment, live to work. Everyone, take care, and God bless.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for watching. Hey, all views are welcome here. And, of course, if you think it there, we'll say it here. So tune in for future podcasts that will help your small business grow and prosper. And we'll see everybody on Thursday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time.